Good morning. It's Thursday, July 29th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. We're in a familiar pattern, partly sunny and then storms. Rain chance today is 60%. It'll stay hot with an afternoon high in the 90s. Let's get things started with COVID. Faced with a surge in COVID cases, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava just mandated masks at all county facilities, and she is urging businesses to require facial coverings indoors. While Levine-Cava's predecessor imposed detailed rules and restrictions for businesses during the 2020 COVID spikes, those powers were blocked last fall by the state. Levine-Cava is using power as the county's top administrator to reimpose mask rules on libraries, recreational centers, county-owned entertainment venues and offices, rules that apply to employees and visitors. Federal restrictions already require masks at transit stations and airports. In the Florida Keys, the two-day Florida lobster mini-season continues today at midnight. Scores of boaters, divers and snorkelers are on the water looking for dinner. Police are urging safety and caution on the water. At least one person died on the first day and another was injured. Police also made at least 2 arrests and issued multiple citations, mostly for undersized lobster. In beach news, locals love to complain about South Beach. But social media loves the place. Holidoo is a search engine for vacation rentals, and it decided it needed to know which beaches were the most popular in the United States. The site turned to Instagram for help, examining hashtags and photos of more than 6,000 beaches to determine the 10 most Instagrammable beaches in the U.S., and South Beach was number 1. The only other Florida beach in the top 10 was Palm Beach at number 4. In travel news, Spirit Airlines is launching nonstop flights to a new destination in November, Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Starting November 17, passengers can fly on Spirit to a new airport on the outskirts of the Honduran capital city from Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Houston. And finally, in consumer news, the familiar back-to-school tax-free week is happening again this year. The savings apply from July 31 to August 9. The bill was signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in May. The savings apply to items including clothes and school supplies, and the taxes off the first $1,000 of the sales price of a computer. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.